Well, I think there's a lesson to be learned here for a number of county councils, but Donegal, as a county which shares 60% of the overall production of farmed seafood along with County Cork because of its coastline, should wake up and realise that it has a huge responsibility when it comes to shellfish and finfish farming and the fact that we rely on good, clean waters. And you can see that from the league tables that we've produced that in terms of performance, Donegal as a county only has 3 Class A areas out of 18 classified areas in the county, which really isn't a very good performance at all. What we'd be looking for would be 18 out of 18. Now, that's not always possible. It takes a lot of work. There's a lot of infrastructure to put in place. But we'd really like to see more engagement, more positive engagement. We're not pointing fingers here on Highland today at any particular county council, but we are saying, particularly for Donegal County Council, that you should listen to to the constituents who are involved in shellfish farming. It's a very important business for Donegal, whether it be oysters or mussels or indeed salmon in North and South Donegal, and work with the industry to continuously improve water quality. It benefits the environment, it benefits seafood, and it benefits people who use our coast as well.
Now, the argument could be made, I'm sure, that councils are under pressure budget-wise and what have you. That being said, it didn't stop the majority, at least, from interacting with you.
That's true. I mean, most we realise that county councils are under pressure, and you know, we were putting pressure on them during the boom times when there was money around to upgrade wastewater treatment facilities around the place, and that's been done in a number of areas. And it's a legal requirement. We in IFA took a case against the Irish government for failing to recognise the importance, particularly of shellfish waters, back in the 2000s. And so there was plenty of time to get their act together. But unfortunately, at the same time as there was money around, there was a lot of inappropriate development allowed around the coast as well. And I'm thinking of estates, etc., where not enough thought was put into where the sewage was going to go. So we really need to rethink about the protection of our coastal environment, to think about the waters that are there. And we, as an industry that depends on clean waters, we're out there monitoring every single day the quality of the waters. So it's best to talk to us and to engage with IFA Aquaculture and our members at local level to get the best possible outcome, as I say, for all stakeholders in this.